Nobody has been shot dead in Zimbabwe. There are no bombs. It's a quiet and silent war. They're actually, the Guardian only isn't covering it as much as it did at the moment, because Andrew Meldrum was the journalist at the Guardian, was actually heaved physically out of the country a few years ago, and they send people in as tourists to cover it, and it's extremely expensive to do that and extremely dangerous to do that. They all try and cover it. It's a former British colony. I have absolutely no... I have got stories backed up at the Telegraph from the trip I'm telling you that I went on that I really think need to be told, because I was in Mugabe's area, and because almost no journalists do those kind of stories, because you can operate somehow in Harare, but once you get out of town, there's a network like the Stasi out there. They say, oh, there's a new white woman there, and what's her car registration number, and they'll sell that information. And when people have got no jobs, it's good information. It does better, the Zimbabwe story does better than many, many, many other stories do, where more people are dying or more people are starving. Although I have to tell you, Zimbabwe has the lowest life expectancy in the world for women, age 34. So when that happens, I as a journalist cannot fault the copy tasting that goes on with the papers. And somebody like organization like VOA, which broadcasts the service I work on, broadcasts into Africa, I can't give them enough. They take it from me every day. If I could find a new story to tell, because it's a repetitive story. I'm an old journalist. I've been doing this all my life. I know about finding angles, etc. It's an extremely repetitive story. I mean, the women of Zimbabwe arise. We'll get 85 women arrested, 160 on the streets, 85 arrested protesting water. Well, that's 10 more arrested than 6 weeks ago when they protested something else. It doesn't ever gain momentum. The protests don't gain momentum. If anything, they get less. And so it's quite a boring story for a lot of readers. I find it even difficult to read Zimbabwe stories. There's a flood of stuff. If you go to www.zimbabwesituation.com, there are two women in Australia who were educated in Zimbabwe who haven't slept for 7 years, and who do it free of charge. They go into every website in the world and pull information, stories out about Zimbabwe from all over the world, and I'm amazed at the amount of it. I can't criticize that, nor can I criticize the way that the foreign press has looked after us. They have really tried to make our lives easier than they are. They know what it's like. We are well supported by lawyers if we get into trouble. It's the small fry out there, the little guys out there who don't work for big corporations and who suddenly get nailed. And we try to support them because they're journalists there whose names you will never see. I know who they are. And we see each other on the street. And one day I'll be standing here and I'll introduce them to you, a couple of them, two or three. I can't really fault it when the people are not being shot. There are no bombing raids. This is not Darfur. This is not even Chad or... No, it doesn't even rate as that sort of story. It's one man's determination to dismantle his country and impoverish his people and I think send them all off to South Africa. I think he's very happy when they go to South Africa. They're Thabo Mbeki's problem, they're not his.